Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey, what's up?
It is Thursday, and there's plenty of reason to celebrate because we are one day away from the weekend. Gotta love that. And we got Heidi and Frank checking in from the land of palm trees and cool breezes. What up, West Coast?
What's
Here
up,
we are,
LA?
Once
hey,
again.
Guys. Hey, guys.
Hey. Now, Gary is still out on vacation hanging out with Omarosa, but we got Eva Marcel from the Real Housewives of Atlanta partying with us.
What's up?
What? Y'all didn't bring no peaches? Now, later, the movie Crazy Rich Asians opened last night and is killing it in the box office. We got the big homie Andrew Freund dishing with the cast. Plus, one of the biggest movie stars in the world might soon be a father for the 10th time.
Oh, wow.
What?
Well, first, before we get into all that, we got some sad news to start off with. I don't know if you heard, but maybe you have. The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, has passed away at the age of 76. So many things we could say about Aretha Franklin. I mean, she was a force in the music industry. Her career spanned over 60 years, and she managed to bang out a joint every decade that had people singing along, dancing along, and having a great time. She earned 77 Hot 100 chart entries, 18 Grammys, and she became the first black woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
One of my favorite songs as a kid was Respect, and I spent summers trying to figure out when she goes, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take care, TCB. I was like, what does TCB? I couldn't figure
TCB?
It out.
Right.
I
didn't, take care of business.
Take care of business. It wasn't until I was an adult and someone, take care, TCB. I was like, that's what that means.
Well, and I just learned that just now.
Really? Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know what TCB was.
Right, so take care of business.
Okay. 1980, I was 10 years old watching Blues Brothers, and when she came on as a waitress and says, sang Think, it was like one of the biggest, best moments in theater.
This is true, Frank.
Well, you know, Aretha Franklin aided and abetted so many kids through spelling tests with her song Respect that, you know, on a script for that, we gotta clap that up.
Exactly.
Yes,
you
know, thank you.
Rolling Stone called her the greatest singer of all time, and, you know, at the time of her passing, she was surrounded by friends and family in her home, and our thoughts are with her family and everybody that loved her around the world, man. So
she will be missed.
Rest in peace, Aretha.
Never be another.
All right, well, switching gears a little bit here on Dish Nation, we got to talk about Eddie Murphy maybe working on baby number 10. The goat of comedy, Eddie Murphy, 9 kids. No, he's got 5 kids with his ex-wife, Nicole. He's got 1 kid with Mel B. He's got 1 kid with his now girlfriend, Paige, and then 2 kids with some past relationships.
Yeah, who are these other girls?
But he's the goat of fertility.
He actually got himself pregnant in the club.
Ernie Murphy.
Right. Ernie Murphy.
Hercules.
So, it looks like she may have a baby bump because she's a very fit woman. So, they're saying that that might be a baby bump and they might have baby number 2 on the way.
We need to know, is this a morning picture or is
croissant.
This, you know, later in the afternoon?
Like, is she leaving a restaurant when
it's
supposed
to be taken? Yeah, what's the store right there? Right in the morning, my son, you ain't going to tell me.
Is there an Olive Garden right behind her? Because that's a lot of breadsticks.
I think that says something about a bank and a loan place.
So did Eddie Murphy use his boomerang to make baby number 10? What are we thinking?
Bloat or baby? I didn't know he had 9 kids.
9 head crack.
Those other 2 were news. That's the Dish exclusive today.
Apparently, Raw wasn't just his comedy special. It was actually a declaration about his way of life.
But now we're delirious.
Well, y'all, tell y'all who's not pregnant. Cardi B. Hey. And she is back in a real major way. That's right. Now, we all know she just dropped out of opening for Bruno Mars on his 24K tour because she wasn't ready to leave baby culture. You know, it was too soon. Well, she must have got a babysitter for culture because she's scheduled to open the MTV Video Awards for the first time on Monday night.
Okay.
Huge. Congrats. It's only been 2 months. Now, Beyoncé performed 3 months after she had her baby, but she's stepping out there 2 months. Well, now, y'all gonna be looking hard.
I'm not mad at her two months after. To me, 2 months is perfect. That means that they have gotten their first rounds of vaccinations, which means that you can bring a sitter or someone in the house and get back to your grind.
Let the culture chill out with three Migos and a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just make sure you pump after you get home from the VMAs and throw that stuff away. Because you probably have a good thing.
Pump and dump.
Cardi B breast milk. It's 5% alcohol.
It's so
yeah,
good.
VMA edition.
Cardi B on stage making her own Kahluas.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. Passing them out coffee. To everybody in the front row.
I got one. I got plenty.
I definitely like this Hennessy and her breast milk.
Boo?
Oh, that's right up my alley then.
To hell with Buck Cardi.
Yeah, the B stands for Bailey's.
Right. Well, you know what? We haven't talked about Shia LaBeouf in a while, but we're going to change that today. You will not believe what he did now. We're going to tell you all about it in just a bit. Bye for now, Atlanta.
See
bye,
ya.
Guys. Well, y'all, she's fit and prepared, honey. NFL star Matt Stafford's wife, Kelly Stafford, is putting us all to shame by hitting the gym at 38 weeks pregnant, okay?
38 weeks?
Yes, girl. Kelly posted on Instagram calling her routine Operation Get Baby Out. And you can see her doing battle ropes, weight sled, deadlifts, and more. Take a look.
Now, Jesus! Stop it! Oh, my God. You know how hard that is?
Very.
And that's your ab workout.
It looks like she's training to be a single mom. You ain't gonna be around. You gotta get good at lifting that car seat by yourself.
Okay.
Controller by yourself.
I don't like this.
That is so healthy. For some reason, when women get pregnant, they think that, and so do men and people around them, think that they can't do anything. You're pregnant, which means you have a baby inside of you. Your arms still work, your legs still work, and you need to move all of this stuff to have a baby.
Just wait a damn
38
minute.
Weeks.
Now, hold on. On a daily basis, okay? I eat a lot of food, and I get bloated, and I look fat for no damn reason. I told somebody just the other day, I said, I remember one of my aunts, well, a couple of my aunts, when they got pregnant, they was looked like football players. I mean, they was like,
living their best life.
Hell yeah.
Well, looks like it got real out there. Because we needed some more drama since the Nicki and Safari thing kind of settled, right?
Oh,
well,
Lord.
Tiana Taylor is here. She's not playing games, and she's giving you your daily entertainment. She's coming for Jeremiah's head. The tour is called the Later That Night Tour with Jeremiah, Tiana Taylor, and Dani Leigh. And Tiana Taylor has been killing it every night.
Murdering.
Yes.
She even went as far as saying that 80% of the fans that went to the show went there to see her. Taylor recently went live on her Instagram to let the fans know she will no longer be participating in the remaining dates of the tour. And voiced her frustrations with her former Don't Tell Him tour mate. Take a look.
The part that pissed me off the most is we get to Boston and gonna go out on her set talking about shout out to Tiana Taylor for opening up for me. We just had a whole conversation about equal rights. You playing with me. Now you playing with me. Now you playing with me. And now I want
to
fight.
Jeremiah responded to Tiana by posting a video of Lil Duval's song Smile Bitch with the caption. Keep that same energy. Then Tiana uploaded a video of her set in a packed venue with the caption that said, ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
Well, see, but that's the problem. She needs to do her own tour. She has a huge fan base. She already had like an underground following, but now she's got commercial success as well. So she should just do her own tour.
I'm sure she will, but when you start out, it's best to just jump on somebody's tour and get some, you know, a feel for the stage and how the crowd is going to be and the notoriety and people to buy your actual project that's out.
So at the end of the day, you've heard her go off before. I haven't really heard Jeremiah go off. Who do you think will win in a verbal match?
Well, it's hard. We haven't really heard him. But I think as far as what we've heard, she would slaughter.
Harlem stand up all day. Tiana Taylor.
TKO.
Yeah. Petunia? Yeah. Little Petunia would get out there and Jimmy Neutron that whole moment.
Neutron!
All right, coming up next, can you believe Madonna is turning 60 today? We're going to celebrate it Dish Nation style right after these commercials.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Today is the one and only Queen of Pop's birthday, Madonna. Yes, honey, the icon turns 60 today, and it's more divalicious than ever, right?
Okay.
60? She looks so good. She does look good. Now, over the years, Madge has served us some serious fashion look styling.
Hey, so what Madonna look do we have
today? Honey, I am serving you, honey, like a virgin, honey, because like Madonna, I am a virgin.
She is a like
you
Madonna
like
lie.
For the very first time. Ooh.
Right.
She was a sexy-ass virgin,
okay.
Wasn't she?
Yes, honey.
But no, for real, I want to take y'all down memory lane with our beautiful Madonna. Let's reminisce on some of her most iconic looks.
Okay.
Now, y'all know everyone loves 1980s Madonna. This is when she was young and tender and fresh and straight out of Michigan.
That's looking like a cast member on The Grease.
Yeah. Okay. Then she turned all the way up in the 90s with this Vogue look with the comb boobs, honey, and the slayage with the ponytail. What I love about Madge is that she knows how to get ratchet, but she also knows how to give us some class, honey. She gave us all of that in this Take a Bow.
Yes, she did. She's clatchet.
Gorgeous. Yeah, clatchet. There you go.
Right.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Madonna's book was the first one I ever read.
It was no words in that, honey.
That was all
a porn book.
There were numbers at the bottom.
That was a page number. It's called a picture book.
I read the numbers.
She is definitely an icon. Happy birthday, queen.
Happy birthday, Madonna. Whoop, whoop. Well, it might be a happy day for Madonna, but not so much for Matt Lauer, because his soon-to-be ex-wife, Annette Roque, is taking him all the way to the bank. Well, we all know Matt was fired from his NBC job last year for sexual misconduct allegations, and Annette wasn't having it, so she immediately filed for divorce. And although Matt has been hopeful of a reconciliation, Annette quickly let him know that it was not going down like that.
Huh, that's right.
She didn't want to try to work on the marriage?
At some point, a woman has to step up, realize her worth, and walk the hell away with millions.
So the word on the street is that Matt has agreed to pay Annette a divorce settlement of $20 million.
Okay.
And y'all think that's enough after 20 years of marriage and 3 children?
That's like more than enough.
Wait. Yeah.
$20 million.
What's his worth?
Well, it don't matter. Like 20,
no, it does
$20 million is $20 million, no matter where you live.
No.
And if you had a prenup.
If for your consolation prize, your parting gift for leaving the marriage, walking away with $20 million.
Wait,
who gets the house in the Hamptons? How about that one?
We ain't talking about assets and real estate. We're talking about cold cash. Okay, cold cash. She deserves more than that. Okay.
Yo, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
For all the techies out there, you're going to love this. It's the 2-pack Gabba Goods wireless charging pad, which allows for easy wireless charging for any Qi-enabled device. Now, this includes phones like the iPhone 8, the 8 Plus, the 10, the Samsung Galaxy 6, 7, 8, and any phone with a Qi charging case, in addition to other wireless charging devices such as Bluetooth speakers and headphones.
Oh, man, this is amazing, Crack. It's compatible with almost everything, huh?
But you know what, Brad?
What?
That's not all.
Oh, Lord.
What else?
And quickly to test and start charging with this ill LED indicator. It has an ultra-thin design with a 4-foot cord, and it's available in white and clear.
This is probably one of the thinnest ones I have ever seen.
Well, damn, Head Craig, this can come in handy, but wait, how much is it?
You know what? I'm glad you ladies are sitting down. Because usually the 2-pack Gabba Goods wireless charger patch usually goes for about $60. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$24! Hey!
Yay! I can afford that.
I can afford one for each room in my house.
You live in a small apartment?
Oh, no, I live in a mansion.
Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Okay, you guys, I know today's show is going to be amazing, but make sure you tune in tomorrow because Wendy Williams will be right here dishing with us.
All right.
Lies, are you for real?
Yes, girl. And up next, our friend Andrew Freund sits down with Kim Jong and the cast of Crazy Rich Asians. Stay right here because you don't want to miss that.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Andrew Freund here, getting ready to talk to the cast of Crazy Rich Asians. First, I better get out of this closet.
March. We've been dating for over a year now, and I think it's about time people met my beautiful girlfriend. What about us taking an adventure east?
Like Queens?
Singapore. Colin's wedding. Don't you want to be my family?
I hardly know anything about them. Every time I bring them up, Nick changes the subject. Maybe his parents are poor and he has to send them money.
I'll take a bag and get you checked into first class.
Nick, we can't afford this. So your family is rich?
We're comfortable.
That is exactly what a super rich person would say.
All right, now, first question, very important. How rich do you think Ken is? Because I Googled it. And I want to know...
Believe that, like, celebrity net worth website. It says I'm worth $1.5 million. And I'm like, yeah, more like $1.5.
But that's the same.
$100.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, like $1.5 million.
Yeah, right, more like $2.3.
How much money do we think Ken has?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
That's a strange
question. I Googled it.
He's got a lot.
Oh, he
has enough to have a personal driver, I think.
According to the internet, he's worth $14 million.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. It's definitely a solid 20, so yeah.
Solid 20.
Yeah.
And he's got a TV show, Hangover, so he's got some bucks.
Gillian Jacobs on Community once told me, because I wear the same clothes every day, I like dress, and she told me, she said, I used to think you were that rich guy that always wore the same clothes every day, but after 6 years of it, he goes, after 6 years of you wearing the same, I really believe you're poor.
What's the richest thing you've ever done in your life?
I don't know. I think I went for a double Shack burger one time. Shack. I've been bringing up Shake Shack a lot.
You want them to like.
Yeah, stick
send
with
you
the
some...
singles. It's way too much.
Oh, Jesus.
You know why he can't answer this? Because he's actually probably bought some incredible things.
Oh, yeah, there's been some purchases that I've been, like, very stupid.
I got a litter robot for my cat.
I'm so sorry.
And it revolves.
There you go.
And all the poops and the clumps, they go to the bottom.
Basically, I learned that Ken is loaded.
No. Yeah, was it you that just, who asked if he was worth...
Me.
Oh, yeah, that was you. That was just you. Oh, yeah, okay. Right.
So Nora's like, was that weeks ago? That was weeks ago.
Oh, 14 million, eh?
Wow, you're much nicer now. Why are you nicer to me now?
You gonna roll up and be like,
bok, bok, bitch.
Okay, maybe like not as aggressive.
Do your friends come to you guys for advice, for love advice? Are you, you know, shamans in that department?
Yeah, but it's always very insulting when, you know, people come up to me for the sex advice. You know what I mean? It's like, I think I have a UTI. What do I do? And it's like, why do you think that I had a UTI?
I know. Come to me. Here's like, some Sid Pro.
Yeah.
Dr. Ken.
Why am I the UTI girl? You know what I mean?
You are the UTI girl.
Yeah, why am I the UTI girl?
Thank you, guys.
Dish Nation.
Yo.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, I like to think of myself as having pretty good etiquette with all things, but, you know, if I'm eating food, I have pretty good table etiquette, especially if I'm in public. You know, I use utensils.
Well, if you consider a strap-on bag of oats a utensil.
Okay, so Shia LaBeouf, we haven't talked about him in a while, but he is in the news now, and I think he just has a different idea of what table etiquette is, because he was on the set of his new movie, The Tax Collector, and he's eating a steak.
Yes.
Which you normally eat with a fork and a serrated knife, a steak knife. He's eating it with his bare hands. Take a look.
This probably was, I just got to get a quick bite because we're getting ready to go back to the set.
So he doesn't have time for a plate.
I mean, wouldn't that be more of a diva if I'm like, I need a sit-down tablecloth, get me a serrated knife and salad fork, please. The problem here is probably somebody else's steak and he stole it.
Oh, right. So it's like,
he's putting it back.
Did Shia LaBeouf just take my steak on my plate?
You turn around, there's a bite mark out of your steak. LaBeouf!
I've at home, not out in public, but at home when you're like, I just need a quick bite. I'm not.
You've
gonna...
eaten steak with your bare hands.
No,
you've
I've had eaten steak, but...
you've had meat in your hands and you've eaten.
Not in a while, ladies. Not in a while.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.